Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, to be honest with you, yes, because we were expecting them in San Francisco and bracing for them tonight in Oakland, which has been the usual traditional ground zero for when these type of protests take off. Showing up on 101 in San Jose was a surprise, and that's what makes it sort of unusual down there, is that they're not used to this kind of activity down there, and it's going to be interesting to see how it works out between the police, and now I believe the sheriffs are coming in. What you're going to do is see a lot of police go down there, because they've got to try to maintain a balance between the police presence and the protest presence. I've covered a number of these demonstrations over the years, and once it tips one way or the other, that pretty much decides the night. And believe me, these go into the night. It's as the sun goes down and the people come out. The people that were legitimately protesting tend to leave then, and those that want to, as we say in the business, rock and roll, they're the ones that are left, and under the cover of darkness, that's when things really start to happen.
Well, I certainly hope that does not happen here in the Bay Area this evening. Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about San Francisco Mayor London Breed. She was calling the city's plan to reopen too conservative. This surprised me when I read this, Phil.
Well, you know, she was talking about it, getting together with her family and friends, and the idea that, you know, that has been banned or dissuaded, and that we're everything from getting your hair done to, as we talked to yesterday, your nails to medical appointments has all been put on hold. But it underscores two things, Patty. One is that the mayor doesn't, and the mayors don't call the shots necessarily. It's the health department or the health officer. In San Francisco and in the Bay Area counties, the health officers are putting a pretty heavy tap on the brakes, while the rest of the state is accelerating forward with the reopening. I think the mayor is also expressing a little frustration there, because they're doing it. She's been the face of it. She's the one we're always watching, but she would like to see more reopening. And it's so split up and crazy quilted around the state. We were talking yesterday about what counties were allowing this and what counties were allowing this and phase that. And, you know, today, Gavin Newsom, the governor, reiterated that it was the local county people that were going to be making the calls. And, you know, bam, today also Los Angeles, which has seen most of the corona activity virus and problems, announced it was going to be opening for restaurants and hair salons immediately.
I mean, that
took a lot of people's breath away, going, wow.
Yeah.
We're going to be tapping down if things happen, then Los Angeles opens up? What makes sense here? And it doesn't to a lot of the locals officials who are sitting there going, I've got a pandemic, I've got an economic crisis, and which one am I going to have to deal with first, and how do I deal with them both at the same time?
Phil, quickly, before we let you go, the supervisors, are they weighing in on what Breed had to say about all this yet?
I haven't heard anybody say anything about what the mayor said, because the mayor doesn't, like I said, it's not that the mayor said it's too conservative and I'm going to accelerate it or anything like that. This is the mayor sort of expressing where she really is on this, which is under the control of the health department and the health director. She's not calling the shots. If she was calling the shots, I think you might have heard something one way or the other.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.